Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
The deal didn't turn out as well as I thought it was going to do. And I just feel like, oh, I just want to give up. I'm tired of this. But if you just keep going, it is going to work out. You just have to just pedal to the metal, just keep going forward. So don't give up.
First, a quick word from our best ever partner, PropStream. PropStream is an all-in-one platform that gives you the tools you need to reach more leads, book more meetings, and close more deals with less work. With PropStream, you can find vacant and off-market properties in seconds, nationwide or specific to any zip code. You can skip trace owner information, find cash buyers specific to an area, and find other investors to potentially partner with or fund your deals. PropStream provides you the comprehensive data and market insight you need to be at the top of your real estate game. PropStream also features state-of-the-art marketing tools that allow you to send out direct mail postcards and ringless voicemail. Even if you're not in real estate, PropStream can help you locate high net worth individuals to invest in your non-real estate business, or if you are in real estate, then you can find them to invest in your real estate business. You can use this tool to find people who have millions of dollars in equity in their homes, and you can reach out to them via email, telephone, or snail mail. This is the perfect real estate investing tool for wholesalers and real estate agents, real estate investors, and entrepreneurs. I love how easy the PropStream website is to use. With a few clicks, you can review comps in the area or estimate rehab costs prior to purchasing a property. Act now to take advantage of the plethora of properties that have and will continue to hit the market during this time. And best ever listeners, do you know we got something special for you? You're going to receive a free 7-day all access trial to experience all the features this powerful tool has, and you'll experience it firsthand. Just go to your7dayfreetrial.com. That's your7dayfreetrial.com. Get started with this, get your 7-day free trial, and start growing your business even more so than you have been. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. Best ever listeners, today's guest is being interviewed by Theo Hicks. You know Theo, he's with us every Friday on Follow Along Friday. You're going to get a lot of value from this conversation. So with that being said, let's get going.
Hello, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Theo Hicks, and today I'll be speaking with Gabe Peterson. Gabe, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Theo?
I'm doing fantastic as well. Thanks for asking. Thanks for joining us. Looking forward to our conversation. Before we hop into that, a little bit about Gabe. He is a full-time real estate investor with 5 years of real estate investing experience. He is the owner and founder of Great Northwest Home Buyers and Equal Housing Group. His portfolio consists of 2 flips, 3 wholesale deals, and then a duplex. And he's currently under contract for 4 mobile home parks. He is based in Seattle, Washington. And you can say hi to him at his podcast, which is called The Real Estate Investing Club with Gabe Peterson. So Gabe, you mind telling us a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on today?
Absolutely. So I actually got into real estate from digital marketing. I started in the corporate world, did that for a very, very long time, and just wasn't super thrilled about it. I wanted something different. So I started testing out different fields. I got into digital marketing, did an e-commerce store. And as time went by, me and a friend, we decided we wanted to buy a house. And so we went and bought a triplex out in Tacoma, Washington. And in doing that, I decided to use my digital marketing skills to start to get leads. And I found it, you know, it was pretty easy to do that. And I figured I was onto something. So at that point, I focused my attention onto real estate. And since then, I stayed in corporate for a little bit too long, in my opinion. And then probably about a year ago, I switched gears to full-time. So have been focusing on mobile home parks in Washington State specifically, but also nationally, we market for mobile home parks and single and multifamily.
Perfect. Do you mind telling us some of the skills that you learned in digital marketing and how you applied that to finding leads? You mentioned it was easy. So tell us how we can also easily find leads through digital marketing.
There's a caveat there. It took me a long time to figure out how to do it, but once I figured it out, it became easy. But it's not a secret. I'm sure everybody listening, they've watched some kind of show or some kind of guru out there that explains it. But we do PPC, so both Microsoft and Google PPC, and then Facebook ads. Facebook we mostly do for remarketing, but we've also done just standard Facebook ads. And then on top of that, we also do everything else behind the scenes, drip campaigns, email marketing. We've tried text marketing as well as ringless voicemails. So kind of the whole thing together works pretty well. The thing that really got me started in the beginning was PPC, Google PPC.
Sorry, PPC is pay-per-click, right?
Yeah, so Google ads, Google search ads.
Yeah, so it's pay-per-click, and then and what's the other one? Like, because I know there's two versions.
Pay-per-click, and then organic SEO. SEO is a little bit harder. You got to have a lot more time, in my opinion. And our site's ranked, but that's not where we get the majority of our leads. If anybody's getting started in digital marketing for their real estate business, I would recommend either hiring somebody to do SEO or just get started with paid advertising, because paid advertising, it's like a switch. You turn it on and it goes. You start to get leads. But with SEO, you really got to build it up, and it takes time and a little bit more effort than a lot of people are willing to get going with.
Let's just focus on the four mobile home parks. It sounds like that's what you're transitioning to. So did you find all those through PPC or something else?
See, I think three of them we found with PPC, and then the last one was cold calling. So we go to sellmymobilehomeparks.com is our landing page. So we run national campaigns, and that's PPC across the entire USA. And once we start getting leads coming in, we send them an offer. And based on our specific criteria for buying mobile home parks, if it really fits it, then we'll buy it ourselves. Otherwise, we wholesale it to other people. But that's how we got three of them. The last one in Washington State, we actually called the owner.
And then you mentioned before we went online, the breakdown of how you plan on approaching these four. Do you mind saying that again? So you said you're going to buy some and then wholesale the others?
Yeah, we're actually going out there today. George, Washington. It's a little city out in Washington. And that's the one that we think we're going to buy. And the reason we're going to buy that one is because we got killer seller financing terms. It's $80,000 down and then 3.5% interest. So we think we're going to go pull the trigger on that one. And the other ones don't quite fit our criteria for MSA. So we're going to be wholesaling those ones.
How do you, just for your business in particular, so you mentioned that you do the national campaigns, and then once the leads come in, you'll submit an offer. And then I'm assuming that this one that you plan on buying, this will be your first time going to see it in person?
Yep.
So how do you come up with an offer price, sight unseen?
Actually, I do this with single family too, is we offer sight unseen. And the reason is because when you're doing digital marketing, when you get a lot of leads coming in, you just don't have the time to go to all of the properties. So what we do is we create an offer options letter, and we look at the demographics of the area. We ask the seller questions. For mobile home parks, we'll ask them, what's the pad rent? Are you on city sewer, city water, et cetera, et cetera. So once we kind of get a picture of what the property is like, be it a single family or a mobile home, then we'll go back, we'll plug it into our formulas, and we'll pump out an offer options. And that's really just to make sure that we're all on the same page, that us as the buyer and the seller, we're on the same page of where we think we're going to end up with our actual PSA signed. If they agree to the range that we send them and they like what we're talking about, what we think we can offer, then we'll go out to the property, we'll actually see it, we'll walk it, and we'll get it on contract. But this mobile home park that we're going out to today, we actually got that under contract before we signed it because we loved the terms. Seller financing, you don't get that very often. There aren't many sellers who are willing to do that, especially when it comes to mobile home parks. So we're giddy about it. We're excited.
So the offer option, what are the factors in that? So obviously there's a price range, but is there also one that says seller financing and one you buying all cash, or other ones you financing it? It's basically like all the different offers you're willing to do on the property. And if any of those make sense to them, then you go out and see the property?
Yeah, exactly. For a single family, there's three options. There's going to be two seller finance options, one all cash. When we look at the all cash, we're basically looking at it as a flip. And then for the two seller financed options, one will be interest only, and then one will be just standard seller financed. And with each one of those numbers, we can pay a different amount based on the rent and the cash flow that we can expect. So we'll give that to them. They can look over the three options, figure out which one kind of fits best for their specific situation, and then we can go forward with that. With the mobile home parks, it's just two options. We do seller financed and we do all cash. Seller finance is always going to be higher than all cash because, well, for one, it's easier. It's an easier transaction for us to do seller financing. So we're willing to pay more for the property because there's probably going to be less down. There's going to be less of our time involved getting it to the finish line.
So when you're coming up with these numbers, what's the target return metric that you're basing it off of?
Oof, that's tough. I should have a better answer for you there. We should have one metric, 20% IRR. We don't though. So we look at each one individually. For a single family, I like to have at least 200. Well, I've been going a little bit higher. So at least $300 per door in cash flow. That's what I'm basically offering on there. For mobile home parks, we like to get it between a 9 and a 12 cap. It depends. If it's on septic and well, then we're going to want a higher cap rate. If there's other aspects of the property that kind of make it less attractive, we're going to want a higher cap rate. If it's in a great area, we'll go lower, 9%. Actually, if it's in a really great area, like near us, Tacoma, Seattle, we'll go down to 6%. So I guess we do have metrics that we go for. So cap rate for mobile home parks, cash flow for single family.
What made you decide to transition from, or at least add, mobile home parks?
Well, that one was actually my partner. He had been really interested in this for a while and kind of got us excited about it as well. And then once I started looking into it, it just made a lot of sense. I've always wanted to do large multifamily properties, but there's a lot of capital involved with those ones. They're just really expensive. Mobile home parks, they're not as expensive. You have basically the same number of units and you don't have to deal with a structure. So there's no leaky pipes. There's no broken windows. When you think about the headache that comes with owning a property and managing a property, that's usually gone with mobile home parks because what you're dealing with is the electrical, is the infrastructure, electrical, the water, the sewer, things that don't normally break and are easy to be maintained.
All right, Gabe, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
It's tough. I asked this on my podcast too and never thought about it myself, but I like the advice, don't give up. I know it's kind of trite, but it is honestly, in my opinion, really good advice. There's so many times when I have just been like, I don't know, leads aren't coming in as well as we thought they were, or the deal didn't turn out as well as I thought it was going to do. And I just feel like, oh, I just want to give up. I'm tired of this. But if you just keep going, it is going to work out. You just have to just pedal to the metal, just keep going forward. So don't give up. That's the best advice I can give.
Perfect. Okay, Gabe, are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Let's do it.
All right. First, a quick word from our sponsor.
PropStream is an all-in-one platform that gives you the tools you need to reach more leads, book more meetings, and close more deals with less work. With PropStream, you can find vacant and off-market properties, locate potential investors, or gain invaluable market insight in seconds. PropStream also features state-of-the-art marketing tools that allow you to send out direct mail postcards and ringless voicemail, which will help you close more deals with less stress. Visit your7dayfreetrial.com to start your free trial and experience all the amazing features PropStream has to offer. That's your7dayfreetrial.com. Are you interested in getting started in real estate syndication but don't know how? My friend Whitney Sewell is the host of the Daily Real Estate Syndication Show podcast. He interviews top experts in the industry to help you learn the cutting edge tools and strategies of the syndication business. You can find Whitney and his podcast at lifebridgecapital.com.
All right, what is the best ever book you've recently read?
Oof, that's tough. So I'm reading War and Peace right now. I have this thing about reading the best books, critically acclaimed. So I started reading War and Peace. It's really big. I don't know if it's the best book ever recently, but Seneca on the Shortness of Life is probably the best book that I've read in the past year.
Yeah, I think War and Peace is kind of like a Crime and Punishment. I had a hard time reading that book too.
Yeah, it's long. It's like 1,200 pages.
I know. It's long and super detailed, but I'll have to check out War and Peace. I like reading older books. Okay, what is the best ever deal you've done?
The best ever deal we've done. Actually, probably the wholesale that I did just 2 months ago. It was a duplex near me here in Washington. And I ran the numbers and I had this number in mind that I was going to buy it for. And then in conversation, we had talked to another real estate investor friend of ours, and he offered to buy the contract from us for $70,000 more than we were going to be in contract for. And we were like, well, that's a no-brainer. Let's do it. $70,000, that's an easy paycheck. Let's close it right now.
If your business were to collapse today, what would you do next?
Oh, man. Probably just starting another business. Like corporate, some people like it. It's not for me. I really like being an entrepreneur, doing my own thing. So I'd probably just start a new one. There's tons of different ideas out there. I did digital marketing for a bit. I might do that. But I'd want to stay in real estate. I do really like real estate a lot. So hopefully I can just restart the same thing I'm doing right now.
What is the best ever way you like to give back?
Probably my time. In my opinion, that's the biggest, greatest gift you can give somebody is the gift of your time. So if anybody needs advice or just wants me to look over a deal or anything like that, that's probably the best gift I could give is just my time.
And on that note, what's the best ever place to reach you?
Go to www.therealestateinvestingclub.com. That is the website for my podcast. Or you can reach out on LinkedIn. Just search Gabe Peterson, real estate investor. I'm sure I'll pop up my pretty little face with a blue shirt.
Perfect. Okay, Gabe, thanks for coming on the show today and giving us your advice on digital marketing and mobile home parks. So we talked about how you're able to find most of your deals, and that's through PPC. Pay per click. The other one is SEO. And so you mentioned SEO is a little bit harder, takes a little bit more time. So your recommendation was when you're starting off to focus on paid advertising and then maybe hire someone else to get the ball rolling on SEO. We talked about your transition into mobile home parks. Your business partner was interested in it for a while and you had always wanted to do multifamily, but multifamily is a little bit more expensive than mobile home parks. Plus, a lot less structural things that can go wrong with mobile home parks compared to multifamily. So currently we've got 4 deals under contract. We found 3 of them through pay-per-click and national campaigns, and one of them was through cold calling. And then you're going to end up buying one of those, which you're actually going to see, I think you said today or very soon, because of the really solid seller financing you're able to get. We talked about how you're able to submit offers on these properties without seeing them in person, because obviously when you're doing mass marketing, you're not going to be able to see every single deal in person. So you mentioned that you create an offer options letter. So you ask the seller a bunch of questions, do some research to get a picture of what's going on at the property. And you plug all the information into your calculator to get offer options. You said for single family homes, you've got 3 options, 2 seller financing, one of those being interest only, the other one being standard, and then one being all cash. And then for mobile homes, it was 2 offers, 1 seller financing, which is going to be the highest, and then the other one all cash. The metrics that you want to see to come up with these numbers, the offer numbers for single family homes is about at least $300 per door in cash flow. And for mobile homes, it was a 9% to 12% cap rate, depending on the location and a few other factors. And once you get that offer, you send those in, and then if they agree to the offer range or one of the offers, or they're interested, then you will go out and actually see the property. And then lastly, we talked about your best ever advice, which was to not give up. And you gave examples of times where you wanted to give up but had made your breakthroughs. So again, Gabe, really appreciate you coming on the show. Best ever listeners, as always, thank you for listening. Have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Theo.